Healing the Shame That Binds You by John Bradshaw. Narrated by John Pruden. Copyright 1988 by John Bradshaw. Renewed 2005 by John Bradshaw. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Health Communications Incorporated and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface to the revised edition. It's been 16 years since I wrote the first edition of Healing the Shame That Binds You. At that time, the material on shame was tremendously helpful to me personally, but I had no idea of its impact on the public. The response has been a joy to me, and I want to thank you for your continuing letters of appreciation. The book is now in 10 languages and has sold more than 1.5 million copies in the United States and more than 100,000 copies abroad. I was most amazed when it hit the New York Times bestseller list. That is an honor my toxic shame had never let me dream could happen. In the intervening years, I've enriched my understanding of the importance of healthy shame in forming our sense of identity, in guarding our honor and dignity, in safeguarding our spirituality, and in forming our conscience. I'll be completing a new book in 2006 on the unique kind of moral intelligence that is the source of virtue and ethical sensitivity. Without healthy shame, moral behavior and ethical responsibility are impossible. In researching my book on family secrets, I found many writings concerning shame that I had not known about when I first wrote Healing the Shame That Binds You. Thanks to psychiatrist Donald Nathanson and his fine book Shame and Pride, I learned that the first scholarly treatise on shame, entitled